Okay, we are back. Jim Gould is on the line with us. Now, Jim has been with us on Talk Floor for any number of years. He's been out of pocket for a stretch. He's back with us. And welcome back, Jim.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
I had interviewed, this was at Tice and since, several industry-specific software vendors in this industry. And I get the idea that a lot of the younger people, now these would be, I surmise that these were like younger generation retailers. Their parents, the boomers, are retiring, the kids are taking over the business and don't want to deal with QuickBooks or, you know, paper or bookkeeping, and are bringing in industry-specific software. And I see that as being really an indication of, are they going to be around in 10 years? And I think that, you know, that I think the same holds true for digital marketing. A lot of people are resisting, a lot of people aren't, and I feel the people without the industry-specific software and without at least a digital marketing plan are likely not to be around in 5, 6, 8 years. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Everything has changed. Almost everything we used to do is obsolete. Advertising in newspapers, who even thinks about that today, or advertising on television is price prohibitive, and because you have hundreds of channels to choose from, it's not like the old days of three major channels you could advertise on. So marketing is totally different. The attention span of millennials inside the store is totally different. They're looking at their phone to price compare and shop while they're in the store. It's just a totally different environment, and it will take the millennial generation to take over the retail stores to understand what their contemporaries, the buyers, are coming into their store looking for. I remember the days where you used to go to a floor covering store to learn about what product you needed for the application
Yes.
you had in your home. And today, before they ever walk into a store, they've done all the research. They pretty well know what they want because of the internet. So everything has changed, and everyone needs to look at their retail business and say, are we becoming obsolete? Or are we really keeping up with what the consumer wants?
That's true. I can remember when I came in the industry, they were saying that an average consumer would shop 5, 6, 8. I don't remember what the number was, but it was several stores.
And I remember that, yeah.
And those days are past.